Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's November 27, 2016. This is the second of a three-hour live program, and you can call in at 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Based upon the last caller on the end of the first hour concerning the archives, I really wish to attend your attention to last week's Parker Pathways, particularly as where I presented the the government increase of the drinking water's radiological content in case of a of the impending nuclear war. And it's very important for you to understand those contaminants in the drinking water and how they were expressed on the Executive Order 12656 to develop the what they call their national their national security on the protective action guide. Of course, this is equal if you were to drink one glass of water. As we set out now, you're equaling out about 250 x-rays a year. That's what the content is. This is the same thing they did with chlorine. See, as one of the government people told me recently, they said, well, Commander, you know, you got, it's taken you 6 or 7 years to convince the people about the chloramine. Yeah, they might think it's not affecting them. And I said, well, you know, that's the public's interpretation of something that is affecting them, and they're not listening. The same thing, they're not listening to your radiation increase in the drinking water. The same thing, they're not listening to the human sludge used for fertilizer and human irrigation, which has been going on for 60 years. Because they don't believe it. They just pass a law and think, well, you know, they just go. Go to any grocery store today. Look at the counter of the food that you're buying. Most of it's coming from other countries, thanks to President Clinton. It's now conceded. President, you know, Bill Clinton was asked about this in the terms of one of the presentations that was in Des Moines, Iowa. And one of the things, you know, he said, well, he made a lot of money on it. That was his answer. By the way, I want to get to the Keynesian economy concept that's going on, what I tried to do on the first hour, but we had important calls. Another important call is Jeff from Idaho, and I want to get this call in. Okay, Jeff, thanks for calling.
Hey, Dr. Parker. I could use a little help with Eric Dollard if you ever get a chance. A Nuremberg infection and war crime is a Nuremberg and war crime trial is exception B5. It's treason, and we see the bar trying to save itself. Since we are using legal terms from 1863, cancel 13603 as promised, and with a new executive order, 1032 if necessary. Jim Webb for Secretary of Defense will solve that Virginia Company problem. Putin likes the first draft of GoldenEye with the hidden war on stolen gold and loves the missile trains. The game theory is worked out in War Games. The Whopper beat Ada. Jill Stein's case is not valid. Only Hillary can request recount. There's no legal basis requirement is being met by Jill Stein's submission, and she's basically just stealing money. I'm awake and concerned about the head of the cult of Nimrod. Meeting William Lyon 3 years ago, they copied his work for Project Sapphire, 18 watts in, 1 megawatt out. Free Energy Surprise ties in the Gene Wilder, Hillary, Mylon Sheath from 9/11 monoatomic iron contamination, best helped by Harold Krautz-Vila with ferromagnetic rewiring. The November 7th, 2016 awake relates to Dave McGowan Transplant Secrets, September 27th, 2015 show, and October 4th, 2015 DNA dual wave resonator. The Rose Law scaling from hologram creation will not work with both hologram plates in place. Brookfield Current's timing might be matched to the Boston Resonator comments from October 2015 for the 1 minute clockwise down to counterclockwise position to generate helix on large scale. So where we're at now is, I want to be short because of your program work, but these activities are, you know, are not going to work out for what Hillary's trying to do with the Electoral College still. And so
I don't think so either. But you know what they're doing. Yeah, you see, the thing that they're doing on this, in my opinion, is to rile up the Electoral College people to shift votes, or, which is, I already know that's going on. But the thing is that to keep the riots going, as long as they can keep the riots going, they've got, what is it? $20 million left over, so they're going to put it in with Soros' money to keep the riots going for the next 4 years.
Right.
There isn't a thing that the president-elect's going to do without them being on his rear in terms of you know, how to work it out.
Well,
you know something? These people never went to Appalachia, did they? You know, they didn't talk to the people that were there. They talked a good game, but Trump sent his first organizer down there to Appalachian, and he said it's an absolute crime what Senator Byrd did when he was alive. The people in Appalachian are have an economy that's practically down to zero. They have to live the way they are now. The real data that they never wanted the public to know, and Hillary spent some serious money to keep it out. We have, it's about 200 cities in our country are at the economic level of the Appalachians.
Right. That sounds like my my family members from Cane to Key from a couple hundred years ago. It's hard area in that area. So the strategy we got to get into is, you know, all of the military issues that are going in place are the national myth issues, okay, because this is the fake issues that need to be explained, and as Michael Rivera goes into, you know, the National Truth and Reconciliation period. And Anna's got some pretty good things recently. Her last article was The Amazing Vanishing Debtors, which go along the lines of a lot of stuff that I've sent, you know, over the past 3 or 4 years. It ties it in pretty well. So if we could kind of make progress in those directions, I think that would help. And I've been munching on Zachary Swiss Mint, Thin Mints since my mom's birthday yesterday, so I've been kind of concentrating on a lot. So if you look at all that stuff for me, I think you'll have it figured out. And
sure.
You got a couple more months.
By the way, I put your mother in the prayer wheel a week ago.
Well, that timing on the 19th is tied with your first comments on what the Pope's got going on, and so all you have to do is break through that agenda and then release all the funds and get a hold of Leo, and he can help you, and that's a bridge to get all this stuff done with the stuff going on in Alaska.
Okay, that's great, and did you take care of yourself? Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Parker.
All right. One of the things that is going on in you need to know, as I said, about the Keynesian thinking that's been going on economics. But you know, you take Western civilization being taught in the curriculums at the universities. You know, Western civilization is not being taught anymore, and at the universities, you know. And the other thing is that I usually open my program in the determinations of the death panel on Obamacare. I just want to keep that reminding out there that the way Pelosi and her group, they never let the Republicans see it. And that's history, you know. That's, excuse me. They let John McCain see it. He was the only one in the room. But they boarded out physically to keep the Republicans from coming into the chamber to read Obamacare and the death panel. And when I interviewed Dr. Emanuel, who's one of the authors of the death panel, you know, you could read his thesis of thinking of dying at 75, which, but in the death panel, the age is set at 76, and then your health care is rationed out according to your age and according to your carbon footprint, what you contributed, and the rest of it, you see. Now, Watson has a new computer, aside from all the global medical records of the world, and for the death panel discussion. The new computer is for the mind and to development of thoughts in terms of the mind, and to have it placed as part of a neuroscience system. That will come into a new chip, which will be similar to the new chips that are on the new credit cards. So that being said, if the February 1st, 2017 date on the death panel is that not observed by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to repeal the death panel, repealing Obamacare needs to be done for hundreds of reasons, as is social progressive concept of inequality of income, but which is the theme. In other words, to give to people who have a little more to pay for the people who don't, and but to do it in the medical system is risky. But the death panel is separate. It's part of Obamacare, but it's got those buildings they've built, the 199 agencies, the Director of the Health and Human Services. You've got Dr. Emanuel really defending the death panel. If it doesn't agree, the bill is written into law, is that if it's not repealed by February 1st, 2017, then it's constitutional. Now, that has to be challenged, and of course there have been many challenges to it. But I'm really putting you on that, listeners. I've been talking about it for 6 years. I gave you the sections of Obamacare before it became law. I told you about I've given you actual medical cases that are a result of this. And this has a lot to do, you see, with caregivers. The people who take care of people, their families, and the other kinds of people, they don't get any pay for that. And it's killing people. Killing people. This comes under a concept, too, of the Keynesian policy. In other words, Keynesians believe that an individual actually cannot consume without first sacrificing time and effort to produce something in exchange. You know, the production and or not spending it, you know, would drive an economic growth. That's the thinking. But they can't consume first without sacrificing something. And if you have a government who takes a dollar from A, it has to be taken from B, you know. And the government cannot issue a debt. See, that's what they want to do. That's what the progressives want to do. And if you tax work, let's say you have and other what they call today the social progressives in the United States call taxing economic badge such as carbon and alcohol is actually a social engineering, you see. Instead of that purpose of taxation to fund the government provisions. And the government spending, not working from what is called, Friedrich Hayek, he, as an economist, he called it a knowledge problem. And, excuse me, they have social engineerings. They have a lack of market prices to figure out how the allocation of resources. And that's going to be done in an algorithm, as it is on the commodity exchange. Because there are very few people on the commodity exchange now. It's all done by computer, by algorithms. And the way I see this is that you can take the state of Texas and California. They contribute, according to the General Accounting Office, about 25% of the economic output. And they have similar resources and natural resources for about 20% of where Americans live. And Texas, as you know, it has low taxes. It has no personal income taxes, less regulation. But California, it has high taxes. And it has a marginal personal tax on the income. And the regulations for business are so bad that they're worse than the federal government. So you have the Economic Freedom of North America report, which was done in secret, ranks Texas as the third most free state, and California is the second worst. And then you have the Tax Foundation ranks Texas as having the 14th best business climate. And I believe it ranks, let's see, California ranks third. So critics of Texas are claiming that it's poverty-ridden in such a way that the model really has limited government. So let's say the Census Bureau official poverty rate is 16% in Texas and 15% in California. And see, that's with about 20% of where Americans live in this country. So if you have from the year 2013 to 2015, the Census Bureau poverty rate was 16% in Texas, but the supplemental poverty rate would include those factors that finds a rate of 14% in Texas, while California has a higher national rate of poverty at 20%. So in other words, people are shifting around the real income of people. In other words, the average in California is around $61,000. It's 17% higher than the rest of the nation, according to the government, which is around $53,000. So you have 2% higher of the tax rate on other goods in Texas indirectly. But then you have the analysis data of the year 2014 has been brought up to date to 2016. Show the cost of living for California is higher and by about close to maybe 19% maybe, and the average is about 3% higher than in Texas. So you have the real income then in Texas as purchasing as much as California, even though you consider that Texas doesn't have a personal income tax. So this Keynesian recommended government innovation is a very bad idea to stabilize the economy. And it has to do with Dodd-Frank law on the deregulation of the financial bank system. We'll get into that after the break. 800-313-9443.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. We have a caller I want to get in, Caesar from New York. Thank you very much for calling Parker Pathways.
Yeah, Dr. Wynn, how are you?
Pretty good.
That's good to hear. Doctor, I want to know, because you seem to know it all and you have it all down to a science, by when do you expect this world government to be in place?
It already is.
Already is. Yeah. How did I know that you were going to tell me that?
I don't know. Might be a good day, a good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that. I'm sure you've heard of Alberto Rivera. He was a Jesuit priest. Alberto Rivera.
Oh, yeah.
Alberto Rivera. He was a Jesuit priest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he said, that they were preparing for the coming world government and that it would be here by this time. And I guess we're already under it.
Yeah, we're already there. And in fact, the way you can really tell, I mean, you don't have to, let's say, you don't have to be immersed in some of the things we're talking about today, of a manipulation of currency with the value of a human being in the death penalty, where your value of your life is now at $1,900,000. When I first started, it was $1,200,000. And in terms of the thing, everything is set in algorithms. It's based on the whole value of what it is. But remember what I've tried to teach my listeners is that we are the data. In other words, we're not the classification of a human in reality. And when you look at that, that's the way the data goes. I mean, that's the way the new countries are designing their way of determining value. Now, if you determine value and do it under the way of let's say that you want to observe the Constitution, or let's say that you want to observe the play Hamilton in New York, where Alexander Hamilton decided that we should have an electoral college. And now you have social progressives who want to challenge it because they want to take away the value of the corrupt voter, because that value of the corrupt voter is now set into the Communist Manifesto in the real world. Now, you take all of those things, and let's say that you're just walking along the sidewalk and you just want to take a look around you, and you see how people look at showrooms, what is being sold, how it dehumanizes people, takes away the definition of male and female, have the in fashion. You notice the way people talk to you. If you do talk to a human, it's now all automated. Now, those have to be done by regulation. Now those regulations are no longer American. In other words, they don't come from American courts. They come from the United Nations directives to the overall governments. And that's how you can tell, Caesar. See? You can see it right. You can see it right in front of you.
So, doctor, we're doomed. It's we're doomed.
Well, I have a different version of that. Not being politically correct. You see, everything in nature finds a way to survive. Trees, insects. Process of neutrons and the neutrinos in the CERN particle tests, the universe itself. There are two things that are missing in all of this: is the fact that people don't realize that survival is not just to survive, but to survive stronger. If you have that's the way nature works. That's why the human species is dying on our planet. That's why we have biomarkers in medicine, determine personalized medicine, because we can't find ways to treat people on the usual way. The second thing is, we need to develop, in my opinion, spirituality. We need to get back to our souls to be loving again. That's my break, Caesar. I want you to call again about this. And thank you for calling.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, and I'm deviating again as I'm responding to the last caller, who is bringing up a very important point in terms of, you know, where he says, are we doomed? And not a lot of people would say that. And I'm saying that there's a part of our consciousness in terms of how we see, particularly in the unconscious, that there is a truth that exists in the unconscious in every person. But few see it or develop it philosophically, you know, in such a way to have a development within themselves to see a difference, to be able to survive in another paradigm of reality of the world. In other words, a lot of people don't ask, is in a way to determine the unconscious of a human being and other forms of life, can have life reveal itself and even pertain to one's own life. The questions that I would ask, which I ask leaders when I meet them or know them, and such things as their life after death. If there is life after death, what kind of life? Do souls reincarnate? If so, why? What are the underpinnings of health and healing? Or what are the effects of experiences of higher perception have on a person's life? Are they life-altering? I also ask people who know about economics and the process, I ask, what's the potential of consciousness in a human or other expressions of life? I interviewed the author, for instance, of Evolution 2.0, concerning DNA having its own signal without preconditions from a human. I asked on that interview, how and why did life come to be? I asked, what's the soul's purpose in this physical lifetime and beyond? Is there a universal consciousness in whose consciousness we move and live and have our exploration of consciousness as a being? You see, when I talk about one thing that the president-elect is going to do is let the Dalai Lama visit him as other presidents, but he's going to have the Dalai Lama come through the front door. Obama had him go through the kitchen into the back door so as to appease China. President-elect plans a ceremony in front of the White House with a red carpet for the Dalai Lama. That shows me a lot. You take the Hamilton play, for instance. I wasn't going to talk about that today, and I didn't talk about it on the last program because I figured that people would pick up on it and not understand that the people that are involved in that play, according to people that have looked into it, they can be trusted. A lot of them have never voted in terms of the United States. Many of them have an over-exercised view of their blackness rather than looking upon it as a country of which you can develop yourself into your soul, which was the point of Hamilton. And by the way, the play has juxtaposition roles of skin color and development that's the opposite of what was the presentation of Hamilton in order to accentuate Hamilton. That was the point of the play, which I understand is a very good play. I have friends who have seen it. You know, you can go to $300 a seat to $3,000 a seat. But to excoriate in terms on a national stage, vice president-elect, in terms because you feel that the president-elect is not going to take care of them, you see, there's the whole problem. The whole aspect which goes with Caesar's well-pointed question, are we doomed? The whole process of the fact is them should be all. It should be encompassing. You put the Dalai Lama in the front door, not the back door. And that's the president-elect's thinking. I remember when Obama did that. He did it twice. Went through the kitchen in the garbage can. Tipped over a garbage can. Yeah, you have feelings in terms of the Caesar from New York's question, are we doomed? Take a look at the New Hampshire a school where two students voted for Trump and they were suspended from school. Take a look at the Van Joneses, an outright social communist, who say that this was a result of the socialism of Americanism to not accept the progressive movement. Van Jones also represented the formation of the development of the socialism as a consultant to Obama to promote the concept of class warfare. Take a look at the Pope has told the priest before closing the holy gate, not anymore in the past 2 weeks, that priests can forgive abortion. You think about it. In other words, you have the Iran deal, for instance, wanting to, as of even today, while we're on air, to tighten up the Iran deal from for Trump so that it can't be promulgated further to be ceased. Think about are we doomed? Question that Caesar from New York has eloquently put forth. In fact, that might be the title of this program. I may dedicate this program to Caesar from New York. The whole point comes down to the fact that in the media and how they develop Trump haters by distorting the stories. And by the way, the distortions by the media have been going on since a little bit toward the middle of the last President Bush's administration. You take a story about an 8-year-old girl. This happened this past week, who likes to read books. And so the father went to Barnes & Noble and got her a book on Trump, the child's book. And she wanted to read her book, but the book was for 5-year-olds, it was against Trump and capitalism. That story was one of the lead stories in the Paris papers, but not in the American papers. So you have the idea of the president-elect, he isn't going to have a press pool, and he made sure that he was going to tell people what was on his mind, and told the press that they had distorted and they were liars and they had corrupted America. And he went further, not only saying they corrupted America, they had put into the force of America's values. So it comes down, and he's right. You take the Texas Electoral College vote. There is a Electoral College person there. I wish I could get his name, but I have very close friends connected in the government who quote him. He says he's going to vote for Trump, and the rest of the Electoral College can go to hell. That's his God's word. And that's my kind of guy. And he also said, it was good enough for Davy Crockett, and it's good enough for me. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to find out who that fellow was, and I want to interview him. Because that's exactly the way I feel. If it's good enough for Davy Crockett, who set himself aside at the Alamo, which I did two shows on that about 6 years ago on the Alamo, and for different reasons. At that time, we were having suppression of the biochemistry, the food supply based in the United Nations, and I used the Alamo as the fighting line in the sand. Yes, indeed. You, whoever you are out there, a Texas Electoral College vote, one of the Electoral College gentlemen that's going to vote, if it's good enough for Davy Crockett, it's good enough for me. And that's the state that we're in terms that we have to stand up. You take a situation of what Donald Trump, as president-elect, what he's got ahead of him, the things that he can do right away. In other words, he can repeal Obamacare and make sure that the death penalty is repealed as well. But it has to have two-thirds of the vote of the Senate and two-thirds of the vote of the House. And the reason the progressive communists developed Obamacare and the death penalty separately is because they didn't want the president to a future president to repeal it on the signature. Now, and that's why they put it in the death penalty. The other thing, you know, the other acts that the president-elect do, he can impose a record regulations to be changed, and because regulations are what holding the economy back right now. And Obama, has imposed 527 new regulations in one day, the most ever. All of them are suppressive in terms of business, in terms of medicine, in terms of religion. This is why I get back to Caesar's point, are we doomed? And I was cut off at the break, was saying the increase of a formation, we need a new spirituality. You see, you have the Federal Register can handle up to about 90,000 pages a year. The Enterprise Institute, for instance, you can have an estimated 78,000 regulatory pages. All regulations, 78,000 pages. That's about what it sits right now. So the Congressional Review Act, Congress can repeal, you see, any of those rules that's been enacted within the last 60 days as we speak. So a good deal of the Obama last-minute change of religion, the concept of the development of a supremacy of blacks, the development of the extortion of the South American deals, which went into the Clinton Foundation, by the way, that was no millions. That's $120 billion on the saving of Cuba. You can have, that's been done in the last 60 days. So, there's 80,000 pages of rules, regulations, can't be repealed in 100 days, you know. And then you have Dodd-Frank under the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the EPA rule that is going to cut emissions from the power plants by a third by the year 2030. That can be changed. And I believe the president-elect will okay probably the Keystone Pipeline in Dakota for development. But I'm putting forth to save the water for the Dakota Indians. The other aspect that the president-elect do is reform taxes. It's not possible in 100 days, but you can have they can grow the economy by adding about 25 million jobs over a decade with the trade reform, the loosening of the restrictions on energy on federal lands, because Obama placed a lot of land under federal land so that nothing could be drilled, the same as he did the Arctic a week and a half ago. And then you can slash the business tax from 35 to 15%. You can eliminate the estate tax. President-elect, you could, let's say, the small business owners and the farmers who want to pass their success to their children, which they can't do, they have to sell their farm. That's the way it is now. And also, he can place a one-time 10% tax rate on the repatriation of money that is overseas. One time, only 10%. And that money would come back to the United States in an algorithm slash. That's estimated at $2 trillion, and to fund the $1 trillion infrastructure spending based on revenue producing of that public-private partnerships and these tax credits rather than the other way of having the Congress vote on it. Now, I'm not ecstatic about the public-private partnerships because I don't want foreign governments to be part, as they are now, to buy our water and our food supply, which they have. There should be laws against that. And, of course, the Russians control that in their taking over America's bond issues on food and water. They've taken it over from Germany, surpassed them out. Paid him with gold and silver. And then you can have the president-elect determined a Supreme Court justice replacement for Anton Scalia, Supreme Court justice who died or was murdered or just passed away. So, and then, of course, you have the president-elect discussing the border of the United States-Mexico border and deporting criminal aliens. And, of course, it's a simple question, isn't it? As Caesar New York put it, you know, well, you can look around, are we doomed? Why would you have killers?
American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Dr. Wynn Parker, and we deviated some in our second hour here, but we're going to make it up. We have Steve from Virginia. Hello, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. I had a question. Been wondering about the pipeline that they're constructing, wondering about the Native Americans, their participation, or I know that I understand they've been protesting because of, I guess, some of the routes that the ones behind it want to take. Do you have any update on how that's going, or are they be able to come to some kind of a compromise on that pipeline?
Well, in the first hour, I gave a clue as to you know, if you're bringing out the assault dogs, you know, to attack the people by dogs and not give them hospital help, that kind of tells you something.
Oh, okay.
And, you see, and the other thing, too, is that these companies develop their own paper by incorporating the property. Let me go back another point I just said a few minutes ago before the break, is that, see, Obama set into place a lot of federal lands off, you say, well, that's great. He created, you know, federal lands that are exempt from drilling except for the government. In other words, you take a look at where Obama's taken and put in thousands of acres into the federal system. You notice they're all, most of them are on the border to Mexico. In other words, you can't bring private people in to survey or take care of the land because it's federal land now. And only federal agents will be able to handle things. Of course, they're letting everybody in. So the president-elect is going to approach that. He'll have to get through Congress. By the way, a lot of the Republicans, in my opinion, are at incredible fault for our company, you know, our country, to be in lost. I agree with the caller from New York, Caesar, and the fact, of course, I've talked about it that way for many, many shows. We lost our country because we took away the resources of our treaties with the American Indian. And so what's going to happen here, in my best view, is the president-elect is going to approve the pipeline. The oil companies will sit and say, we own the land. We're going to have the war. We're going to have people killed. We're going to have people in the process. So this whole thing is going that way. But the president-elect seems to bring on board, on his cabinet, people who wish to protect the American Indians' rights. And they're not publicizing that too much in the media. And I think that there's a lot of hope for these folks.
Yeah, I don't remember when I've heard anybody publicly in any position of power express any caring for the Native Americans. And I wonder, is it just not efficient for them to do so?
No, but at least President-elect has had that. It's the end of my second hour, and I have just a couple comments to make that you can listen to on the third hour when I begin. Is that okay, Steve?
Yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling, by the way, and you know it.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.